He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the March 11th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're seeing a little bit of a bounce here this morning off of yesterday's drubbing that the market took. Hey, those drubbings are going to come along from time to time. Let's not forget that this market has gone from 660 to 2100 over the last 6 years, and there's been many days like Tuesday or Monday. Was it Tuesday? Yes, Tuesday in the market. Right now we're getting a bounce. The Dow is up 64 points at 17,726. The S&P 500 getting a bounce. It's up 6. That works out to 0.3%. It's at 2050. The NASDAQ, nice bounce there. It's up about 16 right now at 4,875. I think that 5,000 sent a chill down people's spines and brought back memories of the year 2000. They said, not 5,000 again. I remember what happened the last time the NASDAQ hit 5,000. But remember, that was 15 years ago, and we were talking about multiples, triple-digit P.E. ratios. We're now around 22, 23 on the NASDAQ. No comparisons to be made with the year 2000 whatsoever. Crude oil off a little bit, but still hanging in there, 48.45, hanging in between the $45 and $50 area. Gold, 11.59, cannot get any traction. Hey, the dollar is roaring. Forget commodities right now, okay? And I've said to forget them for 3 years. The euro getting crushed. Interest rates drifting a little higher. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, the Wall Street of the West. You know, drubbings like Tuesday, they come along from time to time. I can't tell you. I'd have to go back and look at the last 6 years of how many 200 or 300 point Dow sell-offs that we've had. And if you buckled at the knees and if you panicked every time one of those came along, you wouldn't have enjoyed, you wouldn't have reaped the benefits of a market that's gone from 650 to over 2,000, 2,100 to be exact, over the last 6 years, would you? Because each time those days come along, a lot of folks throw in the towel. I've talked with a lot of people in my lifetime, especially since I've been in this business, since I got in this business some 20 years ago, and either over the phone or sitting across the desk from me. And, you know, I would say just on average, maybe 1 out of 10 are really nervous types, emotional. They can't handle the emotional roller coaster of the stock market. You know, hey, that's okay. Look, we're all wired a little bit differently. At the same time, I've met people that have ice in their veins. They know that over the long haul, there has been no better vehicle than equity, than ownership in great companies for growth over the long haul. But they've also been through some bad times. They've seen the crash of 2000. They were there in 2008, just like I was. And I'm not a believer in being fully invested at all times either. When this economy starts to fall apart and when we start slipping back into recession, and when the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 or the S&P, the Dow or whatever start dropping and individual stocks start rolling over from a technical point of view, I'm not going to write it down 50%. I also don't believe, I'm not a John Bogle devotee. You know, I think there's something to be said for a lot of people to just stay in fully invested all the time in the indexes. But I personally think that there's a better way to just take a little precaution when things start to go south and to be in when things are going north, you know. But to each his own. Everybody has their way, their methodology. As I listen to a Bloomberg radio, as I watch CNBC, as I watch the Fox Business Channel, I hear all different sorts of philosophies on the market. Buy and hold. Bogle, Vanguard, index. Indexes beat 80% of the guys and gals out there. So why even try to beat them? Just stay fully invested through thick and thin. And I hear the contrarians buy things that are out of favor. And they've been buying things that have been out of favor for the last several years. Emerging markets, commodity-related stocks, things like that. And they're still out of favor. I buy things that are in favor. And when they fall out of favor, I move on and move to more fertile ground. So to each his own. Everybody has their own methodology of investing. And, you know, that's all you can do as an individual investor is listen to all the different philosophies and determine which one makes the most sense to you. Now, one of the problems that we had on Tuesday and that we're having in the market in general right now is a U.S. dollar that is on fire. Boy, does this fly in the face of all the dollar getting crushed people. They've been crying for the last 5 or 6 years that money printing in the U.S. would absolutely crush our currency. Well, believe it or not, just the opposite has happened. Go figure. The U.S. dollar is up about 20% since last summer. That's a big move in a currency. That's a huge move in a currency. What impact does a rising U.S. dollar, and right now there's no end to it, it's hitting a new high again today. How does this impact your investing? Well, it makes multinationals that sell overseas, it makes our products a lot less competitive on the world stage than foreigners, competitors' products with a weaker currency. If you want to see a good proxy for what a strong U.S. dollar does to a multinational company, pull up a chart of Caterpillar. Cat, the big cat out of Peoria, Illinois, is a $48 billion company that I have no exposure to, but you can see how that stock is going the opposite way of the U.S. dollar. As the U.S. dollar goes higher, Caterpillar goes lower. In addition to this, pull up a chart of gold, GLD, that's the gold bullion. As the U.S. dollar goes higher, gold becomes less desirable. Gold becomes more desirable as your currency is sinking because people say, I don't know if I want to hold those greenbacks in my pocket. I'd rather have something, some precious metals that are tangible. Well, when the U.S. dollar is going up, when the U.S. dollar is soaring, gold becomes less in demand. And the U.S. dollar has been going up for a long time now. Now let's take the opposite side of that equation, the euro. The euro is getting crushed. It's down to 105. It was at 125 not too long ago. Hey, my son's going on a short European vacation. It may be his last chance for a European vacation a week in Europe because him and his wife are expecting in October. But I'm going to tell him, hey, you're going to save a lot of money. Now's a great time to go on a European vacation. Conversely, we're probably not going to get a lot of foreign visitors to San Diego this summer. I can remember when the euro was flying high. And the dollar was crashing. It seemed like everybody at our downtown hotels on the waterfront here either spoke Italian or French or German. They were everywhere. Well, now we're over there because there's been a massive change. What about European stocks? Well, I'm watching every single day because they are going to benefit from a weak euro eventually. But I have to be honest with you, I don't see it happening yet. And I watch every single day for some breakouts of European stocks that all of a sudden, their goods are much more competitive on the world stage because of a weak euro and a strong dollar relationship. But it's not happening yet. The European small cap ETF, which is DFE, is starting to show up just a little bit here and there in my top indexes. But for now, as we went through the big picture on Monday, it's still U.S. stocks that rule the roost with India right behind. And that's where I remain invested. But no, what's going on in the background? The dollar continues to fly higher. The euro continues to sink. That's a big factor to take into account in your investing. We'll be right back.
Said the right thing, but I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right place.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, by now you ought to know that I'm a proponent of value stocks, and I'm also a proponent of momentum stocks. I guess it's left brain, right brain, I don't know. It's a hybrid type of thing. Usually you sit in one camp or the other camp. You're a deep value investor wearing a very conservative suit with usually a bow tie. I notice a lot of value investors wear bow ties. I don't know why the correlation is there. And then usually the momentum guys are the guys that, get to work a little bit late. Their red Ferrari, and their sporty coat and everything. They're flashy. They like momentum. Well, I'm in the middle. I like momentum. I like relative performance, but I also like deep value. Well, give us an example, could you? Well, I don't know of any better way to illustrate a point. In fact, it seems to me one of the most powerful methods of teaching something is to give an example, a life example from today's marketplace. And lest you think that I'm recommending you go out and buy these stocks that I talk about, I usually choose two a day. That's not the case. No, I'm giving examples of stocks that possess both of these characteristics, value plus momentum. Follow them for a while. Follow my app for a while. Follow my newsletter for a while. Get my book that I wrote back in 2011. Look at the stocks that I wrote about at that time that possess those characteristics. They've done rather well. We'll give an example today. And of course, there's no guarantees in the market. There's no guarantees that anything will do well in the future. But we're going to continue to use the criteria that I like. I haven't changed it. I've tweaked it a little bit over the years. I fine-tuned it a little bit over the years. But the basic concept is still combining value with momentum. Let's take a stock out of Silver Springs, Maryland. Actually, it's not plural. It's Silver Spring, Maryland, a company that is now almost $7.6 billion in market capitalization. I'm going to put this into the mid-cap arena. I'm not going to. That's pretty much where the market puts a company with a market cap of this size. They call it a mid-cap, and it's done pretty doggone good over the years. Let's just have a look at the batting average, how many runs it's driven in, how many runs it's scored. And let's see if there's a smile on shareholders' faces, all right? Over the last 10 years, this company, which is named United Therapeutics, UTHR on the NASDAQ. It's a company that develops therapies to treat cardiovascular and infectious diseases and cancer. Over the last 5 years, United Therapeutics, their earnings have been growing by 84% per year. This is a growth stock. This is a fearsome growth stock. Their earnings have been growing very, very rapidly, and this is translated into capital appreciation. Over the last 10 years, while the market's been plugging along at 5.4% per year, United Therapies, UTHR, has been delivering 22% per year. That's good for my heart and anything that ails me. Over the last 5 years, UTHR has been plugging along at 22% per year while the market's at 12.3%. And during this run of phenomenal earnings growth, the stock has also gone on a phenomenal capital appreciation run. 52% per year over the last 3 years, while the market's delivered just 14% per year. This is very good relative performance. Relative to what? Relative to the market and relative to all the other stocks that I follow in my Best Stocks Now app. The performance grade is A. This is in the top 14% of all the companies that I follow. It gets an A grade. It also gets a momentum grade, which is more recent, of A. And if we look at the Investor's Business Daily ranking of relative strength. On a scale of 1 to 99, it comes in at a 96. This is one of the top performing stocks in the market. From a performance point of view, this is Lobster. This is not Red Snapper. Now, I like Red Snapper, but Lobster usually costs a little bit more per pound than Red Snapper, just as filet mignon usually costs a little bit more than chuck steak. Now, let's take a look at how much we have to pay for Lobster-like performance right now, okay? Well, right now, United Therapies, UTHR, is trading at 13.8 times forward earnings. Okay, well, the market's more up in the 18 range. So here we have Lobster-like performance and the Red Snapper-like valuation. Maybe there's something wrong with it. I don't know. It keeps hitting new highs. The chart doesn't say there's anything wrong with it. We also like to compare that forward PE of 13.8 versus the growth rate. It's expected, at least the analysts, their consensus, when they get together and huddle and come up with a consensus between them, they think that this company could continue to grow by 30% per year. It's been growing by 84%. Over the next 5 years, they think, well, you know what? That's the expectations right now. Maybe the expectations are too high. But stocks trade on expectations. That's what's baked into the cake right now. And with those kind of ingredients in the cake, right now you've got a stock that's trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. In fact, the PEG ratio is 0.45. Way less than 1, 0.45. Furthermore, when I take next year's earnings estimates of $11.86 and extrapolate them out over the next 5 years and stick a multiple on there that I think's appropriate, I come up with a $300 target price. Now, there's a lot that, and it's currently trading at 162, there's a lot that can happen between now and then. They're going to report earnings every quarter. That's a big deal. They just reported earnings. Their earnings came in 12% higher than last year. Their sales were 20% higher than last year. Their next earnings won't come out until April the 29th. So you've got some time before that next earnings report. They could have someone sue them next week. You know, somebody could get injured by their treatment or their therapies are next week. There's just all kinds of risks that can happen. But having said that, it currently possesses the momentum and relative performance that I like, and it also has a very compelling valuation, growth at a reasonable price, low PEG ratio right now. It's about a 3% position, maybe 3.5% position in the moderate growth accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. UTHR comes in at number 31 out of 4,041. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the big down day on Tuesday. You know, that's going to happen from time to time. There's been a lot of down days over the last 6 years, but you always have to step back and you have to put things in perspective and you have to take a look at the big picture. If you think that Tuesday was the beginning of the end, then be my guest. Short the market. There's a nice exchange-traded fund called SH that goes the opposite way of the S&P 500. When the S&P 500 goes down, it goes up. SH had a very nice day on Tuesday. But over the last 6 years, it's been crushed. Absolutely crushed. The bears have been crushed. And every time they've come out of hibernation and tried to disrupt the market and tried to make some money on the downside, they've gone fleeing back into their caves. Now, one of these times, they'll be right. The market, the bull, the six-year-old bull will be over, and the market will start to retreat. But I haven't seen the signs yet. Not yet. I don't see the signs that we're headed for a recession right now in the U.S. of A. So we continue to be bullish and fully invested for the most part here at Gunderson Capital Management for now. And we've been that way for the last 6 years. We've taken some precautions along the way. We've had some false alarms along the way. We've had some boys crying wolf along the way. But every time it's proved to be a false alarm, and we've let people back into the building, and everybody's been back to work as usual, and the market continues to roll on. And now we're at a six-year anniversary of the bull, and it continues to march higher, and the current earnings estimates out there would continue to suggest that the market can go higher. But as always, we remain vigilant. I'm as nervous as the next guy. I've got a lot of money to look after. I have a big responsibility. I have a lot of folks that I have to look after. I take my job seriously. I treat it as a stewardship that I have. So I continue to watch very closely for any signs, not only in the individual stocks that I own, but also in the overall market. And when a day comes along when the market's down 330 or whatever it was on Tuesday, you know how I handle that? I go fishing. No, I'm here till 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. I handle it one stock at a time. I looked at every one of my stocks. I ended up selling one that day. I'll probably regret selling it, but I just think that I've squeezed about all I'm going to get out of it for now. It was up 27% since I bought it. It's been very lackluster for a couple of months here, and I just decided, you know what? I'm going to upgrade this one here. I'm looking for an upgrade. And I'll probably find one today, maybe two today. But that's how you handle a bad day in the market. You look at your stocks. Is this one doing okay? Looks fine to me. Is this one doing okay? In fact, you know, by the end of the day, I think the market was down 1.7%. We were down about 0.8%. Now, there's other days when we go down more than the market, but we held up rather well this past Tuesday because we continue to be focused in stocks that are flourishing and not floundering in today's marketplace. So anyways, you got to take it one stock at a time. You've got to keep your cool. You can't get emotional. I know it's difficult, and there's a lot of people that get emotional about the markets here, and it's very easy to let your emotions get the best of you. But having said that, there's plenty of stocks that are still flourishing. We just went through one. We went through a UTHR, United Therapeutics, out of Silver Spring, Maryland, that possesses those traits of growth, value, relative performance, strong stock chart, and it's one that we have about a 3% position in the moderate growth account here at Gunderson Capital Management. And it's one that I knock on the door and visit every single day. It's one of my patients. How you feeling today, man? How's your heart rate, blood pressure? Check in on it every single day. And that's where a lot of people, you know, they don't have the time to do that. But if you have the time to do it, I would recommend that you check in on your holdings from time to time to see if they're doing better than the market or worse than the market. That's kind of the whole idea here. Anyways, the newsletter. I'm starting to get into newsletter mode for another weekend. Boy, it comes around quickly. Last weekend's newsletter went through valuations of the S&P 500, potential target prices a year from now, 2 years from now, and 5 years from now, given the expectations that are on the street right now. That's very important. And I went through the leading indexes in the market. I went through the leading sectors in the market. I showed you any changes I made in my 5 or 6 model portfolios during the week. If you want to get on our newsletter email list, we send it out every Saturday. You can go to my website, which is p pwstreet.com. That's Positively Wall Street, pwstreet.com. That used to be the name of my show. I changed the name at some point to Best Stocks Now, but I kept the website, pwstreet.com. And you can request, hey, just send me the newsletter. I'd like to check it out. Now, if you'd like to look up one of your stocks and see how they rank from a momentum and valuation point of view, if you'd like to see a five-year target price in your stocks, or the momentum or the performance of your stocks versus the overall market, you can also go to BestStocksNowApp.com. BestStocksNowApp.com. It's a handy research tool that will show you the leading sectors in the market, the leading indexes in the market, the leading asset classes in the market, the leading mutual funds in the market, the leading ETFs in the market, and the leading stocks in the market. It'll also show you the worst ones, the ones to stay away from. BestStocksNowApp.com, or you can download the app onto your mobile device, either Android or Apple. All right, let's take a look at another Best Stocks Now. In fact, this is one of my favorite stocks in the entire market. Yep, that's right. I really like this thing. It's a $68 billion company, and it continues to grow. It's out of Quebec, Canada, and it is one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I believe it's in my moderate growth account. Stock's gone from 6 to 203 over the last 6 or 7 years. And the name of the company is Valeant Pharmaceuticals. I've talked about it before, and I'm going to talk about it again. That's a good thing. That's a good thing that we're still continuing to talk about this stock, because that means that it continues to go higher. All right, Valeant Pharmaceutical is another top performer. In fact, one of the reasons it's one of my favorite stocks in the entire market is because it's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. This is one of the few A-plus performers. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 33% per year to investors. That's phenomenal. Market 5.4. No guarantees in the future that it will continue to deliver. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 68.7% per year, while the market's delivered just 12. Again, phenomenal performance. Over the last 3 years, 53.6. This is just capital appreciation. I don't think there's any dividend. Nope, no dividend. This is just capital appreciation. This is pure growth. This is pure going higher in stock price. Over the last 12 months, it's up 43%, while the market's up 9. So anyways, this has been an A-plus performer. It's got a momentum grade of A-plus. Can we justify this stock going higher from here? Well, it's currently trading at about 15, 16 times forward earnings. That's, you know, that's pretty reasonable in a market that's trading at 18 times forward earnings. And especially given the fact that this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It's a biotech, by the way, but they make money. They're expected to make $12.25 in earnings next year. They develop branded drugs in the areas of dermatology, neurology, and oral health and OTC, over-the-counter products. When I take those earnings estimates next year, which currently sit at $12.25, and carry them out over the next 5 years and put a reasonable multiple on those forward earnings, potential forward earnings, I get a $375 target price. The stock's currently trading at $203. Out of the 4,041 stocks in my database, this one comes in at number 5, and it is one that we own in our moderate growth account, about a 3 to 4% overall position. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We've talked about King Dollar, a strong dollar, how it's impacting a lot of sectors, a lot of asset classes in the market right now. Keep your eye on that chart every day. UUP, that's your U.S. dollar. That's the greenbacks that I carry a few around in my pocket. They don't last long. You have to replenish it from time to time. I think you know the feel. Had a few extras, though, recently with these low oil prices, low gasoline prices, etc. King dollar continues to power higher. In the interim, the euro, FXE, continues to just drop off a proverbial cliff. And that impacts the world. It impacts trade. Whose goods are more desirable right now? Whose economy is it impacting the most right now? I wouldn't own Caterpillar right now or any other multinationals right now that do a lot of their sales that are based in the U.S. and do a lot of sales outside the U.S. Other companies have little impact. It has little impact on them. And as far as the euro goes, at some point in time, I believe Europe's in day three of money printing. That's that noise you hear coming from Brussels, is the printing machines printing up euros as their euro crashes. 105, 104, 103, 102. Woo, man. But it makes their goods more competitive on the world stage. We talked about a little medical stock that's now a mid-cap that has those desirable traits that I like so much. Relative strength and valuation. No guarantees. I just think that somehow it increases my chances. That's my opinion, okay? You form your own opinion. You follow these stocks. You see whether or not they do well or not. And I talked about another one, a drug stock that's now $68 billion in market cap, which also has those same traits, those same characteristics. In fact, it's one of my favorite stocks in the entire market right now. Now, on my app, if you miss my shows in the morning, every day on the app, you can click on Daily Radio Show. There's the four subjects. There's the topics. As soon as this loads, there's the four topics I talked about. And we've made a video of it. And we've inserted stock charts. We've inserted statistics. It's pretty cool, actually. Like, if you look at yesterday's show, we discussed value versus momentum. That was the first quarter of the show. Then we did Skyworks, which is now a member of the S&P 500. Then we talked about a little stock that, who knows, maybe it could be the next Skyworks. I don't know, but it has those same characteristics. And then we talked about the pros and cons of having a friend manage your money. There's pros and there's cons of that arrangement. Maybe you should have them manage a little bit of your money just to be on the safe side. And then, of course, today's show, they're already being worked on. The editing, the film editing, the sound editing, the insertion of graphics, etc. And those will be up here later on this morning. And that's on the app every single day, Daily Radio Show. You can order my weekly newsletter from the app. That's kind of cool. And you can even read the newsletter. The newsletter can be received via the app. You can read your email. You can see my daily tweets on there. That's another cool feature. I think I sent out about 5 tweets yesterday in a bad on Tuesday on a bad day when the market was down 300. I still found about 4 or 5 that were doing quite nicely. Those tweets can also be found on my website at pwstreet.com. You can also go click on sectors, all right? Let's look at the current ranking of the asset classes that you have to choose from. I still see that 9 out of 10 of the 34 asset classes that I track are U.S. stock related. At the bottom of the pile, I see silver. I see being short the market. I see gold. I see commodities. I see emerging markets. How valuable is that? And this has not changed in a long, long time. I can click on the indexes around the world. Still dominated by stocks. A lot of U.S. Indexes. I can click on the sectors. There's the ranking. How long has it said pharmaceuticals, biotech, healthcare, consumer, these have been the leading sectors in the market for a long, long time. I can click on the top 300 ranked stocks right now. I see that Bluebird, B-L-U-E, a stock that I own in my aggressive growth account, is the number one ranked stock. I see Avago, number two. That's a Taiwan semiconductor chip company. I see Variant, which we just talked about. Valiant comes in at number five. BioMarin, number six. Hanes Brand. Maybe there's a short squeeze there. I don't know. Hanes Brands makes underwear, don't they? That's the number nine ranked stock in the market right now. Hanes Brands, HP. It's hitting new highs. Look at that. Maximus, Acadia Pharmaceuticals, Monster Beverage, Insight, Isis, Gentherm, NXPI, Trex. How valuable is this? And then I can click on one of these stocks. Let's just click on Maximus, for instance. I believe Maximus is going into the S&P 400, which is the mid-cap index. If we click on Maximus, what does it show me? It shows me the market capitalization. Tells me what sector it's in. Tells me whether it's a mid-cap, a small-cap, a large-cap. It tells me the P.E. ratio, price to sales, price to book. Forward P.E. ratio. Expected growth rate. PEG ratio. I like that. Under 1. It's at 0.86. It shows me Bill Gunderson's 5-year target price. All right. And how much upside potential there is. It shows me how the stock has performed versus the indexes over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. And even the last 1 month and 3 months. It shows me how that ranks overall. Kind of grade does it get? It shows me how it did in 2008 during the last bear market. And then it shows me that it's current grade A. And it shows me that it has a ranking of strong buy, a rating of strong buy. And it shows me that out of 4,041, it's currently ranked at number 11. And it shows me where it was ranked 7 days ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 6 months ago. Then down at the bottom, every time I've sent out a tweet, or every time I've written an article, or every time I've featured it on my show, Maximus, there it is in the date. Pretty cool little device, if I say so myself. I couldn't manage money without it. So anyways, you could go to beststocksnowapp.com, check it out on the big screen, or you can download it on the small screen, your smartphone, either the Google, the Android version, or the iOS Apple version. PWStreet.com or 855.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.